Hi, this is Sandy Crott. The title of this newsletter is The Amazing Power of Thought. You know, we get stories occasionally from our readers, and here's one from that we got recently. Here it goes. My niece Emma, who lives in England, was due to have her first child on the 16th of July. The baby clearly wasn't aware of this date and chose to ignore it. On the 28th of July, Emma went to the hospital to have a checkup, and that's when things started to happen. My wife and I eagerly awaited the news. No news on the 29th, no news on the 30th. Until very late in the day, we live in the U.S., an email finally came announcing that the baby boy had arrived via an unplanned C-section. But that was it. No pictures, no formal birth announcement. Still nothing on the 31st. By the evening of the 1st of August, my wife and I asked out loud what both of us had been thinking but dare not ask, what's wrong with the baby? We concluded that something was seriously wrong, but we shouldn't contact my niece and her husband. Instead, we would wait until the weekend when I could call my sister. We feared the worst as we waited another very long day. On Saturday, I picked up the phone and made the call to my sister, the new grandmother, with much trepidation about what I was going to hear. Within 30 seconds, everything changed. The baby was in great health, the new parents were exhausted, and yes, no pictures were sent because they didn't want any pictures or information about the baby on social media. Suddenly, I felt great and proud to be a great uncle. After the call, in a balanced state of mind, I reflected on what had happened. I once again realized the power of thought and the very real feelings that accompany thought. I had created a version of reality, quote unquote, in my mind with my thinking and lived in it for days. Never once did I suspect what was going on. That's the letter. The renowned American physicist David Bohm is credited with saying, thought creates our world and then says, I didn't do it. This story from our reader is an illustration of what's going on all the time. Thought, like gravity, is a powerful force invisibly at work in your life. You can't control it, and sometimes, often, thought will lead you toward inaccurate assumptions and imaginations that appear as reality. This is not to say that tragedies aren't real. Our reader's niece may have given birth to a baby with significant health issues. However, his experience of this circumstance would still be a product of his thinking, brought into his awareness by consciousness. The birth of a child with disabilities is experienced by many families as a profound blessing. For others, it's a catastrophe, and many fluctuate between both views. You will not be able to catch thought in action 100% of the time. You, like our reader, will be fooled and swept along in a thought-created movie that looks real. But as in the movie theater, when you are gripping the arms of your theater seat, taken on a ride through space battling intergalactic villains, a small voice may come to you. This is a movie. This small voice of realization reminds you to look inside, to where the action is being created. And with a new thought, you'll experience a new reality.